A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, mostly cloudy. It's 73 degrees. KSL's top story, we now have a better idea of the economic impact if Salt Lake City moves forward with its bid for the 2030 Olympics. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the breakdown.
The bid is continuing to move forward, and now the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute is out with a new report showing just how much money would be involved for Utah's economy.
We'll have a $3.9 billion economic output contribution to our state.
Institute Director Natalie Gochner says that the Games in 2030 would also create 15,500 full and part-time jobs. Rajer Bullock, who's leading Salt Lake's bid, says most of those would be in services and operations.
So when you look at the people and what they'll be doing, we have a large technology operation, which starts years before the games.
Bullock also told the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute today that part of the reason he thinks Utah has such a strong bid is because we won't have to build any venues, just update a few of them. And most venues, like the Vivint and Rice-Eccles Stadiums, are already improved from 2002. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Senator Mike Lee is explaining why he voted against a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine yesterday.
Deseret News reports Lee favored a bill worth half as much. He was one of 10 votes against the bill that passed yesterday. He asked for a federal watchdog who would steer the money where it'd be needed most. Some of Utah's candidates for Senate have responded. Independent Evan McMullen says Lee has chosen once again to abandon democracy and enable Russia. Lee's GOP primary challenger Becky Edwards says we shouldn't just be defending democracy on American soil, but we should also defend democracy everywhere. We also reached out to the other GOP candidate, Ali Isom, who didn't respond for comment. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Utah County Attorney David Levitt is in Ukraine right now. He's helping an anonymous donor select 500 families to support for the next year. This morning, he told KSL this war is much worse in person.
I just left a village today in Ukraine, where the Russians occupied for several weeks, but they looted and plundered and occupied their homes and stole their shoes and their clothes. And when they left, they left by throwing grenades into their home.
This is the second trip to Ukraine for Levitt, who has made this year. His first was before the invasion. He says the country is practically his home away from home. The U.S. has released a new resource to show the atrocities Russia's been committing in Ukraine.
It is an online conflict reporting program that the U.S. State Department's launching to detail documented alleged Russian war crimes, saying it
will be a resource for the world to see the deplorable and brutal actions of Russia's forces against the Ukrainian people.
Spokesperson Ned Price emphasizing that any war crimes trials would have to take place in an international court to bring Russians who murdered and raped civilians to justice. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Remember that plane crash months ago in eastern China? The plane went straight down into a mountain. 132 people were killed. It might have been intentional. The Wall Street Journal says a new report out today shows the crash was likely due to a deliberate nosedive. It's unclear why someone in the cockpit sent the plane into a nosedive or whether someone else entered the cockpit and pushed the yoke forward. House Democrats have unveiled a $28 million emergency spending bill to address the shortage of infant formula. They say the money would increase FDA staffing focused on the formula shortage. It would boost inspections, prevent fake products from getting onto store shelves, and acquire better data about the marketplace. The House is expected to take up the emergency spending measure later this week. Meantime, Republican Utah Congressman Chris Stewart is joining in on Senator Mike Lee's bill to help combat baby formula shortages. If the Formula Act passes, it's supposed to help bolster the supply chain. KSL News Time 4:34. There is still many kinds of formula available in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports that's one of the messages from the University of Utah's doctors today.
It's mostly the specialty formulas for babies with unique dietary needs that U of U doctors say are in the shortest supply in Utah. Today, they're also warning about some things not to do amid the shortage. They say don't panic buy. That'll make supply issues worse. Also, don't dilute or make your own formula. Doctors say there are FDA-approved combinations of nutrients, calories, carbs, and fats that are safe for babies.
The state health department says it's okay to switch formula brands that taste might be just a little bit different. The Humane Society of Utah is offering a $5,000 reward for information after someone threw a two-month-old puppy out of a moving car. South Salt Lake Animal Services was able to help crowdfund the $10,000 that were needed for surgery to save the little dog's life. They're in the process of finding her a foster family to care for her while she heals. KSL News Time 4:35.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.